Welcome to our self-compassion practice for grief. I invite you to surrender to the feeling of grief for the duration of this practice. Hence, you need to feel safe in the body first and be able to actively ground yourself before you do this practice. We only get overwhelmed by emotions when we struggle to be in our bodies due to trauma or lack of practice. That takes some extra time to prepare, usually with the help of a therapist. To start, I invite you to find a location where you feel the safest possible in your home or wherever you are right now. Make sure that you will not be disturbed for the next 15 to 30 minutes. Then find a very comfortable posture, ideally lying down on a yoga mat or a sofa or bed. Lying down helps us to surrender to an emotion. Make sure you also feel warm and comfortable in your body. So you might want to wrap yourself in a cozy blanket and rest your head on a comfy pillow, making yourself feel as comfortable in your body as you can just now. If you prefer, you can sit up on a cushion or chair. Once you've found a comfortable posture, take three nice and deep breaths. Notice the contact of your body with the surface you are lying on. Giving your weight over fully to the surface you are lying on, trusting that the ground will catch you and support you unconditionally. If you like, you can place a hand over your heart or another part of your body where touch feels supportive or comforting today. Bring in your compassionate companion or companions and take a moment to feel their support. Place them near you so you don't feel alone. What are you actually mourning? The loss of a dream, expectations, plans for the future, or a loving presence in your life? See if you can see what it is that you feel that you've lost or realized that you never had. If several losses come up, then just pick the one that seems most alive in your heart right now. Then see where you can feel the pain of the loss or grief in your body the most right now. If you're not feeling it right now, evoke the situation of this painful reality or loss in your mind right now. As you might feel sadness and grief arising, see if any parts of you are holding concerns about us working with grief today. Maybe numbing parts. Parts that worry that you might get overwhelmed by emotion. See if you can ask them to relax for the next 10 minutes and simply watch from the sidelines what happens when you are compassionately present with your grief. How do you feel towards the grief now? Hopefully curious? Confident? Compassionate? If a part of you is still anxious or trying to numb you, repeat the process of asking it to relax for a little while. If it is very strong, ask it what it would be afraid of happening if you were to feel some of that sadness. Listen to its concerns patiently. How old does it think you are? If it doesn't know your current age, show the part your current life situation so it can begin to trust you and your ability to hold the grief. See how it reacts to this new information. And see if it's willing to relax a little for a few minutes. If you like, you can place a hand on the part of the body where you feel the sadness, or simply hold yourself in a warm embrace. Feel the loving gaze of your compassionate companion on you. Feel his or her presence. They know what you went through. You don't need to explain yourself. Also, they believe you. They know that this hurt. Let gestures or words of understanding flow from the compassionate being to you. What words of deep understanding would you like to hear from them? Maybe something like, "My dear, I see that you're feeling very sad. It's so understandable that you'd feel deeply sad about this. I'm here for you." What gestures would support or comfort you right now? Maybe imagine that you're receiving a friendly touch from your compassionate companion, or that you're offering supportive touch to yourself. Or it might help you to anchor yourself in the kind and loving gaze of your compassionate companion. Whatever you need right now to feel supported. If it feels okay, I invite you to surrender to the feeling, trusting the ground, your companion, and your compassionate self to catch you. Feel the warmth of your hand, of the embrace, and of the blanket and pillow. If you like, you can imagine love and comfort flowing into your body through your hand. And again, you might want to imagine that your body is the body of a beloved child or pet who is in need of comforting. What words of comfort would you need to hear right now from your compassionate companion? Maybe, "I'm here for you. I will always be here for you. You can build on me. Trust your body. Lean into me. I've got you. And let yourself feel whatever you're feeling right now. No censoring, no controlling. Giving up the wish that the sensations were to disappear just for the next couple of minutes. Trust that your body will do the healing on its own if you let it. Maybe inwardly repeating the words, allowing, allowing. Or surrendering, surrendering. Or trusting, trusting. Knowing that you're being held and holding yourself in a tender embrace. Letting your body move you the way it wants. Letting it flow and wash through you. Trusting, allowing, surrendering, embracing. Trusting, allowing, surrendering, embracing. spend for now letting go of the practice and taking a moment to check in with yourself. How are you feeling right now? Remembering that there's no right or wrong way of feeling. Allowing yourself and your experience to be exactly as it is. If you're noticing some resentment or bitterness arising, take some extra time to make space for that and to offer yourself deep understanding for the hurt and disappointment that you might have experienced, all the while giving yourself permission to fully feel the resentment in your body. And if you found your heart being closed today, or closing as we invited it to open, don't give up. Try this practice again when you feel more open and simply trust that grief will show up when it knows that you're ready to feel it.